And really Rashi explains that the Pshat of the Gemara is like this. Rashi says that even in the case where the piece of paper was blank, also there'd be a Megreshes. So then the Tana wants to tell us Kedushim here. Why didn't the Tana tell us such a case like this? So it has to be that here she's not Megreshes. Only in a case where there was a ksav, something written on the paper. So of course not like Shmuel. So Gemara answers, Ki koma Shmuel. When did Shmuel say that if the husband gives her a blank piece of paper, she's Megreshes? We're talking about that later on, we checked out this piece of paper with the water of Nira. Rashi says, Seva, a certain type of a dye. You take it over this piece of paper, and then the Osius came out, and we could really tell that there was a get written on it. That's what we're talking about right now. So that's what Shmuel's case was. So Gemara says, E polit polit, viloi polit, lav klumu. So Gemara says, there, we test it out later, see if the Osius come out. That's why we say it was a good get. But if the Osius do not come out, then for sure she's not Megereshes. So Gemara asks, but v'chi polit, even now when you put this other dye, this maya denoro, on top of this piece of paper, and now we see the ksav of the get, like my heavy, so what? Hashtu the polit. Maybe it only came out right now. So Rashi says, v'kashoye b'luyois v'hoye ksav. But when it was like swallowed up, dissolved in the piece of paper, it wasn't called the ksav. So the kitzah, we do not know how this ksav was at the time when the husband gave it over to his wife. So at the time when he gave it over to his wife, the ksav, the writing of it, was nivla, was dissolved in the piece of paper, that he can't tell it then, that's not called a good get. So again, how could Shmuel say it's kosher? Even though now we see that there was a ksav there, but we do not know how this ksav looked, pishas, the get was given over. So Gemara says, true, and Shmuel nami chayshinun kama. Shmuel only says he's chayshinun, he has a chshash, maybe the get was a good get. He also does not say for sure. Rashi says, Shemala nivla yofam. Maybe the ink was not dissolved well when the husband gave over the get. And therefore, we're only saying she's a suffix megereshes. So Rashi says, V'yemeis asru l'koyin. If the husband dies, she's asked to get married to a koyin. V'chaletzis lemis yabemis. The suffix gerushi. It's only a suffix. The Gemara says, Vaita. Omer Ravina. Ravina says like this. That Omer li amemer. Amemer told me. That Hochi Oma Merema Mishmed Ravdimi. This is what Merema, the name of Ravdimi, said over. That Hani Beit Shrei Tiyoivi Gita Kamayu. That the two Edim that are there when they give over the get, in other words, the Edim Misira, is Tzricha Limikrayu. They have to read the get. In other words, the two Edim that are there at the time when the husband or the Shlich is giving over the get to the wife, the Edim, they have to first read the get. The Edim Misira have to read the get to know exactly what it says. So this the Gemara Sakasha Mesra, I have a kasha on this. If that's true, so the case we had before, that the husband tells his wife, Hareze Gitcha, then Venatalta, she takes it as a rock to the yam, she throws it to the yam, Oili Or Elechodov Ravud, V'chozer, and then the husband comes later and says, V'yomar, Shtar Pasim Hu, Shtar Hamon Hu, Migureshes, that we say she's Migureshes. Why Veloikol Emanuel Yisro? We don't believe the husband when he wants it, like change, we say he's changing his mind now. And he's just making up a story to say it was Shtar Pasim. But really, really, it was a kosher get. That's the chiddush we had before. Now the question is, V'yam Ritzricha LeMikrayu, if you tell me the locher is that the Edim that are there when the get is given over have to first read the get, if so, what's the whole case then? Both to the Kirayua, after the Edim just got finished reading the get, Mi motzi yomalo, like Pshita, we don't believe the husband to say that the get was not a good get. The Edim just got finished reading the get, and they know it's a good get. So what's your chiddush? Pshita, we don't believe the husband to say Weshtar pas Meshtar amona. So Gemara says, Loi tzrich, you know what the chiddush before was? You know what the case is before? The boss of the Kiruyah, true. First the Edim read the get. They know exactly what it says in it. But right after that, Ayilu leveyoda. Then the husband took the get and put it into his pocket like V'yafka, and he took it out. So Madatem, I would have thought to say maybe Chalufa Chalfei, maybe we should believe the husband that he changed around the get with another piece of paper, with another shtar that he had in his pocket, like he's saying now, that he only gave her shtar pas m'shtar. Mono, Kamash Mulano, that even in such a case, when the husband put it back in his pocket and took it out again, we did not believe him to say it wasn't a kosher get, but rather we say, yes, the get was kosher. Then the Gemara says, who gavra there was a man, tizorek lo gita ledvesuha, that he threw a get to his wife, lebeinei dani, and his wife was standing in between the barrels, and he threw it into her dalramas. The question is, if the get, like, if it was the get, what he threw, so she is megareshes, because it landed within her dalramas. Now, Ashkach, what happened was, the wife right away went to pick up the paper, and she found mezuzosta. She found it was only a mezuzah. She did not find the get. So, Rav Nachman says, Yishno, mezuzto beidani lo shchicha. A mezuzah, it's not shchicha, it's not probably, you don't find a mezuzah by barrels of wine. So therefore, what does he mean to say? That for sure the wife is not megareshes. We do not say the husband threw her get, and they just found a mezuzah there. But rather, we say for sure the husband threw her only a mezuzah, and therefore she's not megareshes. The Gemara says, "V'hani mili." When do we say this? The ishtakech chada. If she only found one mezuzah there, so we say for sure that was the get. That was the piece of paper that he threw her. It was only a mezuzah. But what's going to be Avol Beis Gimel? Let's say she finds there two or three mezuzahs. So then now, Midoha Havoi, like for sure, if she found three, that for sure two mezuzahs were there from before. Because the husband only threw one thing right now. So for sure there was some mezuzahs there before. If so, then we say, Honami Havoi, that it could be all three of these mezuzahs were there from before. Vegito, and it could be true that the husband really threw her a get. Where is the get? How come we can't find the get? I'll tell you, Ema, we will say, Akaborim Shakluha, that maybe the mice that were there between the barrels of the wine took it. So in other words, the case was the husband threw the piece of paper there, and she did not see exactly where it landed, and by the time she went to find it, it wasn't there anymore, or else the case is she found the mezuzah. So we say if she found two or three mezuzahs there, then we have the chashash that really the husband threw the get to her, and she is megareshes. And these mezuzahs were there from before. She can't find the get right now. It could be that the akbarim, the mice, came to eat it. They took it away at least. The Mora, and therefore she is megareshes, or at least it's a suffix megareshes. Mora says, "Who gavra? There was a man. The oil of a kanish. He went into shul. He went into the base of Knesset. Shok al sefer Torah. He went and took the sefer Torah." And yoyev lelo dveisua, he took out the sefer Torah from the yoren and he gave it to his wife. And he said to her like this, Ho gitcha, here's your get. So Amar Rav Yeser says, you should know, Lama lechesh, what are we afraid about? Lama lechesh, what should we be afraid about now? Like the Sefer Torah, we don't see a get written on the Sefer Torah. So if you want to tell me, maybe the husband wrote, had a get written up on the gvil, on the sides of the Sefer Torah. And how did he write it? With May Milin, with his gallnut water. That's why we can't tell it. The Gemara says, no, on top of a cloth, there for sure it's possible. Whereas the imishum may milin, the cloth is ain may milin, agabe may milin, like we had before. And all the Gvashi says, all the whole gvilin, shall sefer Torah, all the cloth from the parchment that you make a sefer Torah from, avudim biyafotim, first they work it over with this gallnut water. Therefore, if you write on top of it also with gallnut water, that's not called iksav, it's not nikkur, even at the beginning it was never called nikkur. So you can't be afraid that maybe he wrote the get on the sides of the Sefer Torah and it was Nivla, was dissolved, that we can't see it now, because at the beginning it was not called Iksav. So what do you want to be afraid about? Imishum Krisis the Yizbo, maybe we should be afraid that the Krisis, that the Parsha of Gittin that's written in the Sefer Torah, that's what the husband meant to give it to her, Lishem Gershon. So where it says, Noho, Bino Vekosov Lo Lishmo Veleka, that you have to write to get Lishmo, it has to be written for this wife and for this husband. And here the Sefer Torah was Tam written Lishem Kedusha Sefer Torah. So therefore, of course, it's possible. Techi Teiman, maybe you'll tell me, Leichesh, let's be afraid, Dilma Akhtim V'yoyev Leizuz L'Safram Meikara. Maybe this husband gave some money to the Sefer at the beginning when he first went to write the Sefer Torah, or when he was up to this Pasha of Gershon, and he wrote it Lishem this man and this wife. So Gemara says, still it's no good. It should be Shmoi Ushmo, Shem Iroi V'Shem Iroi V'Leka. But that's the Yikah Teruf of the get. The Yikah part of the get is you have to have the name of the husband, the name of the wife, and the city where they live in. And that's not in the Sefer Torah. So for sure, the fact the husband gave the Sefer Torah to his wife means nothing. So Gemara asks, if so, Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmalon, what is Rav Yosef teaching us? Like Pshita, she's not Megareshes. She's teaching us, Shein mei milun agabe mei milun. That's what he's teaching us. In other words, we don't have to be afraid that maybe really the husband wrote a get on this parchment. Just we can't see it right now. But really he had it written with walnut water, with this mei milun. Because even if it happened, over here for sure it's possible. Because even at the beginning when he wrote it, that's not called iksaf. As before that we had the get was written with mei milun, even though it got dissolved later. But at the beginning when it was written, it was not written there on parchment that was worked over with mei milun. Therefore, at the time when it was written, it was nikki, you could tell it was there. Just later, it got dissolved and went away. But over here, even at the beginning, when it was written, also it's not nikker. Because it was written with a ksav, that's ein memilin, agabim memilin. That's Rav Yosef's chiddush. We have no chash at all to say there was a get written on the Sefer Torah. Because even if it was, still it's possible. Omar Rav Chizav says like this. What's the loch of get shekospo shleil lishmo? You have a get that was written up shleil lishmo. The Sefer first wrote it, not with intentions for this Yaakov, for this Rachel. Then Vehever Olav Kumas Lishmo. But later, when the husband says, I want to use this get, so the Sefer said, you know what? I'll write over the name Yaakov and the name Rachel, like the Ikra, the get, I'll write it over again Lishmo. So is it kosher or not? So the Gemara says, Bonu Lamachloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonin. Maybe this comes to the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin, if just writing over the ksav you have before, like Rashi says, I'll call Ois V'Ois. Like you go over the whole get, and now you have in mind to write it lishmo, is it kosher or not? That's totally the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Titania, because we learn like this: Harei shoyitzorach lichtav es hashem. If a sefer was writing a sefer Torah, and he's supposed to write down, now he's up to writing down Hashem's name Yudkei Vovkei, then it's kavin lichtav Yehuda. But he made a mistake, and he had kavona to write Yehuda Yudhei Vov Daladhei. But he made a mistake and did not write the Dalit in Yehuda. But rather he only wrote Yudkei Vovkei. So it comes out, really he wrote Hashem's name, but he did not have Kavon in mind to write Hashem's name. So Allah reads the Hashem is possible. So it says that Yehuda holds that Maver Olav Kulmis, what the Sefer has to do now is go over a second time with his pen over this Yudkei Vovkei. Umekatshoi. And the second time, let him have kavona now to do it l'shem kedushas Hashem, and it says it's kosher divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. So you see, if you go over the ksav and you do it now l'shmo, that's called a good ksav l'shmo. But v'chachomim oim nechom say ein Hashem min amufcha. No, the shame is not min amufcha. It's not kosher. Why l'chur? Because you see, it can't make it l'shmo. So l'chur, that's the machlokes now. That the second ksiva, in other words, even though we had before ksav, agabi ksav, is not called a new ksav, but over here it's not a ksaron in the ksav. The ksav is a good ksav, it's only not lishmo. So it's a machlokes if you can add lishmo to the first ksav. So Gemara says no, Omer Rav Acha or Bar Yaakov, do malohi, maybe it's not that way. Maybe this is not the machlokes. I'll tell you maybe, ad kam loy kami rabbanon hosom. When did the rabbanon say over here that the Sefer Torah is possible to be in them, because the Pasuk says, that when you do mitzvahs, you have to do them nice. V'leka, here it's no good. In other words, when you write a Sefer Torah, you have to write it nice. That means the first time you write it, you have to write it lishma. Therefore, here it's possible to write it over a second time. Avolhocha, but by get loy, but over here by get, there's no alocha of zekei levianveihu, so maybe you could make a lishma by writing it over the same thing a second time. Therefore, this machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanin is not the shiloh of our shiloh here. Here is Tama shiloh, maybe a second ksav, a ksav, a gabe ksav, would help to make it into lishmo. So that's what here they apply by a sofik. All right, we'll stop over here.